Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like you were going to have a nervous breakdown? I think we've all felt that way at some point. Tell me, would you like to learn more from someone who has suffered a nervous breakdown? Have you ever wanted to know more about bipolar disorder? We hear so much about that these days. Can you imagine being told that there is no cure for you, but then beating the odds and curing yourself? Tell me, do you know what a stress pandemic is? I know what a whining epidemic is, but I'm not sure I know about a stress pandemic. When was the last time you heard about a 9-step program that will help you control your stress? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of these answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to live a stress-free life? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest, who is calling in from New Zealand. He is a success coach extraordinaire, and he will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice about how to avoid stress. I am pleased to announce today that our show is featured live on the front page at Blog Talk Radio. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 1.2 million listeners. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed in 2012. So thank you to all of you who viewed me. Now let me tell you about my guest today. He co-founded Best Corporation, a pioneering organic foods company of which he is the chairman and joint CEO. In leading the company to great success, during which its value grew to more than 100 million, he eventually developed a number of severe stress-related conditions. Ultimately, he was diagnosed by several psychiatrists as suffering from bipolar disorder as a result of years of unchecked stress. That year, he experienced a full nervous breakdown, losing his rights as a citizen and being made a ward of the state. Despite seeking the best care available, he was informed that there was no cure and he would inevitably relapse. Determined to free himself of his conditions, he began comprehensive search for answers. He traveled to Mayo Clinic, Menninger Clinic. Aided by exhaustive research, he ultimately succeeded in mastering stress, overcoming his conditions and achieving a healthy, positive way of life by developing and implementing his 9-step overall wellness plan. He wrote a book called Stress Pandemic, The Lifestyle Solution, 9 Natural Steps to Survive, Master Stress, and Live Well. I'm very pleased to welcome to our show today Paul Hulich. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Oh, very good, thank you, January, and thank you very much for the opportunity to be on your fantastic show.
Well, I'm happy to have you. Let's go back, and what were your feelings when you were diagnosed with a nervous breakdown, made a ward of the state, lost your rights as a citizen? What goes through one's mind when something like that happens?
You feel totally lost, that you've got no say in your life. You actually lost control, and you feel powerless. You feel your hope has been crushed. And the important thing that kept going through my mind was not to allow it to be completely extinguished. You feel inferior. You feel that there's, you feel so down. There's no end to how your despair just takes over.
Mm-hmm. And how long did this? Was your breakdown a sudden thing, or was it a long time coming? Did you sense you were in trouble before it actually happened?
Yes, but it's very hard to know where the tipping point is.
Uh-huh.
Mine was I bought into the American Hollywood dream, you know, work hard and be a great success. But I noticed that even around about the age of 40, as you mentioned earlier, as a chairman CEO of a multi-million dollar pioneering organic food company, I was having some symptoms of stress. And they were, for me, grinding of the teeth, insomnia, having a bit of a dull feeling in my tummy. And what happened was I started to develop anxiety, and I got a little bit of mild depression that I found that that's why I had that dull feeling, because I didn't know what it was. Eventually, I reached out for help. So I did go to the doctor, and I was taking sleeping tablets. And I thought I had a reasonably good lifestyle, but from there, it developed to be a bit more. And in the end, I went to a psychiatrist, and I was put on medication for mild anxiety and a little bit of depression. But it actually developed to be more. And until one day, I was lying in the fetal position in bed, feeling very cold and unloved and in total darkness, afraid of taking phone calls or getting out of bed. And even if I took a hot bath, I still felt cold. I was afraid of everything. And even if I got out of bed, to make a decision what to wear or what to eat was very difficult. From there, I developed mood swings where I'd feel a little bit of euphoria and feel I could do anything, to actually jumping off walls, thinking I could nearly fly. And the behavior got so bizarre that on the day I lost my mind, I was giving out $100 bills at the local gas station. I had stripped off to my underpants in a board meeting, and I totally lost it then. I had a complete mental breakdown. I couldn't remember a lot of the things that I had done. So even though I had the fantastic team around me, you know, I had a trainer, I had a gym, a 25-yard indoor pool, a large outdoor, I was doing exercise, I couldn't understand why I became a runaway trainer. I couldn't stop it.
And what happened when, you know, we have to take a break and hear about your host. But when we come back, Paul, I want to hear about how you felt when you were diagnosed as bipolar. We'll be right back with Paul Hulich.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play, and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my guest, Paul Hewlett, the author of Stress Pandemic. Paul, before we go on, would you share your website information and tell my listeners how they can get your book?
They can go to stresspandemic.com or to paulhewlett.com, spelled H-U-L-J-C-H. And Stress Pandemic, the Lifestyle Solution, is available in leading bookstores like Barnes & Noble, and it's available also on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com.
Okay, and I hope that everyone will, if you are dealing with stress in your own life or with someone close to you, I highly recommend you get Paul's book. Now, what happened to you, Paul, when you were told you were bipolar? Because it certainly sounds like you were acting very bipolar.
Yes, I was. I was actually acting bipolar, but it's very terrifying that you've worked so hard all your life and you think you've got the perfect life, and then you lose everything. Most of all, your freedom. Yeah. And that's how I felt. I felt everything I'd worked for, I'd lost. So when I had my nervous breakdown, they took away my rights and froze my bank accounts and everything. And when they told me I got bipolar and explained to me what it was and how there's no cure for it, I was really terrified, because I was a successful businessman and I felt as free as a bird. But when I was successful, but I really wasn't. I was at the mercy of how I felt. As I said, I had a dull feeling and not feeling quite right. And now to be told, as I said to them, I felt like a time bomb, because they were telling me I was going to relapse, and they said, we don't know when that'll occur. So I searched the world for answers. That's why I travelled to the world-renowned Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And that took me on a journey of wanting to understand everything, not just about bipolar disorder, because that was the end of the road. Bipolar disorder normally, you know, starts out by just having symptoms of stress, and over the years, if not adhered to, you keep developing more and more serious conditions, like what happened to me. I just had some symptoms of stress, as I said earlier, grinding of the teeth, insomnia. There's many symptoms of stress, and a lot of people are not aware of it. Anything from not just anxiety, depression, or addictions, or suicidal thoughts, feeling overwhelmed or out of control, panic attacks, hyperventilation, headaches, feeling anger, guilt, hostility, physical tension, insomnia, as I said, teeth grinding, fatigue, obesity, anorexia, bulimia, allergies, and let's face it, cancer can come to the forefront, diabetes, heart disease, and strokes.
Well, now, once you were diagnosed, and I assume that you were committed and had to go somewhere to rest, how did you turn things around? How did you cure yourself and beat the odds? How did you overcome this bipolar diagnosis?
Well, after going to the Mayo Clinic, I decided to admit myself into the Menager Clinic in Topeka, Kansas, because the head of the psychiatrist at the Mayo Clinic suggested that's where I could go if I wanted to learn more about, you know, my condition and issues to do with anger and addictions and guilt everything. So I went there, and that's where I decided to learn everything I could about my condition and severe depression and anxiety. And while I was there, I studied everybody's lifestyle because I realized that, according to the World Health Organization, the greatest cause of death on this planet is our poor lifestyle choices, lifestyle diseases. So I started to think, well, it's got a lot to do with how we live. And because I was a pioneer of organic foods in the early 80s, I realized that nutrition had a lot to do with the stress response, and that there's five neurochemicals that make up the wonderful person we are. That's serotonin, epinephrine, norepinephrine, dopamine, and endorphins. And if you just even take serotonin, serotonin is something that makes you feel good. And a lot of people don't realize there's a second brain. It's in the gut and the small intestine. And that's where 95% of the serotonin receptors are. They're actually in our small, in our gut, in our small intestine. So I studied everything to do with good mood foods and realized that a lot of us are consuming a lot of crap, which stands for caffeine, refined sugar, alcohol, and processed foods and drinks. And I noticed that if I started eating good mood foods more, it actually made me feel better. And then I studied everything to do with exercise and realized that there's 7,200 nerve endings in our feet that are connected to every part of our brain and our body. So if you do a lot of real good brisk aerobic walking, that can help. So I started researching globally and talking to many people about optimum wellness. And after studying all this and implementing what I call a life restyle process, I started to be get better. And I did this all while I was on medication with the support of people monitoring me, like my doctors and psychiatrists. And over time, I actually became so good that I was able to come off the medication and that I had cured myself completely. And it's been over 15 years that I had my nervous breakdown, and I've never had a relapse. I've never felt better or stronger.
That is fantastic. Well, I'm so glad that you're sharing this with our listeners, because you're actually giving so many people out there who are hopeless, you're giving them hope, and you're sharing that anyone can do it. Could you briefly start to tell us a little bit about the actual, what the nine steps are? Just give us a brief overview of what you want people to do.
Well, there is nine steps, and there's the transformative steps that that you find yourself wanting to take charge, learn to say no, and kicking your bad habits. Those are the transformative steps. And then you have the practical steps, which are to do with affirmations, exercise, nutrition, and sleep.
Please.
And the ongoing assessment steps, which helps you to have it's like having a guide, a roadmap to you finding that you can fortify yourself and empower yourself against stress, all right? And they are awareness and never giving up. And a lot of us out there don't realize that, first of all, you are not alone. You are worth it, have hope, and never give up. And it's all about you. It's about you taking control of your stress before it takes control of you. And if you've got any of those symptoms that I mentioned earlier, and we all can say, you know, 25 years ago they used to say stress is fashionable. Well, it isn't these days. You don't need to go looking for stress. It'll come looking for you. And there'll always be sources of stress. So if you've got any of those symptoms of stress, and even if you're on medication or not, and they're not abating, they're not going away, you need to be more proactive. And the steps, which I call the lifestyle reprocess, life restyle process, allows you to take one step at a time. Like, for example, you could look at nutrition, like mm-hmm. I did, and exercise first.
Paul, I have to take a break and hear about another commercial. But when we come back, I do want to talk about nutrition. I want to find out if you've become a vegetarian and what things you have changed in your lifestyle. We'll be right back with Paul Hewlett.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Paul Hewlett, the author of Stress Pandemic. Paul, tell me, what kind of diet do you have? Are you a vegetarian? Do you forego alcohol, sugar? What's your lifestyle like?
Well, now my lifestyle's got strict moderation. Before, I was a lot into the crap. You know, I was having excess alcohol and junk food and everything, sugars and fats. You know, I could eat a bag of cookies that night and a bucket of popcorn, and I liked my desserts, and I was all over the place. And even though my former wife was a good cook, I was grazing a lot and not aware of what I was consuming in the way of crap. But when I studied everything, I realized and made a note, I was eating far too much. And the more I ate more good mood foods, like I was juicing and when I started my new lifestyle, and I was eating a lot more vegetables and a lot more. I was still eating meats like turkey and chicken and fish, but I was careful that I wasn't eating high mercury fish, and I was eating the right sort of unprocessed turkey. And I just became more and more aware in my lifestyle. And that's what helped change the neurochemistry, as I mentioned earlier. So I have strict moderation now, where the crap doesn't control me, I control it. So I do lean more to very much unprocessed foods, but at times I reward myself. I do have a glass of wine occasionally, or a beer, or a cocktail, and at times I still have a dessert, but in strict moderation. And that's the art of being able to live and have a wonderful lifestyle. Because when I looked at the model of, let's say, Alcoholics Anonymous or anything, it's wonderful, all the work that they do and helping people. But I thought, I still want to, long-term, be able to experience a little bit of what I know is not good for me in excess, and how it can control you. But after understanding the neurochemistry, I realized that most of us get a dopamine hijack, which is your reward center, your pleasure center. And the more we eat and consume the crap, the more we need. So having an awareness of how that affects me, I was able in the end to control it. And I've never looked back So I enjoy most things, but mm-hmm. I lean more towards, of yeah. course, the vegetarian diet, but I'm not a full vegetarian.
Okay, you lean towards making moderate, healthy choices. I also yes. want to mention for our listeners that you did a fictional story based on your personal experience called Betrayal of Love and Freedom, and after that, you then wrote Stress Pandemic. Also, I wanted to share that you donate copies of your book. You have a nonprofit organization called MWELA, standing for Mind Wellness Awareness, and people can find that on the internet if they are looking for help. I think that you have done a great service to help people turn their lives around, and the simple 9 steps seem like they're very doable if you take them one at a time. Don't you agree?
Yes, it's all about taking small, practical steps, but ones that can help make a huge difference. So the Life Restyle program just allows you to take one step at a time when it suits you, and if you want to, you can take more. And it's all about you, that it's first of all trying to show you that, hey, this is the problem. It's stress. It's a pandemic. It's affecting everyone, so you're not alone. And according to the Mental Health America survey, most of us Americans, 48% of us stressed about finances, 34% with health, and 32% about employment.
So,
according to the Mental Health America survey, 45% of us eat to cope, and 42% of us lean on alcohol, smoking, drugs, mm-hmm. and the remainder of us reach for anything from gambling, sex, or even addiction to the internet. So, you know, we're all in the same boat.
And there's enough stress out there for everyone, and we have to go now, Paul, but your book is wonderful. You have written a book that gives us tools to manage stress. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and I would love to have you back again.
Thank you very much, January, for the opportunity, and all of you wonderful listeners out there, have a wonderful life.
Thank you. We hope you've all enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch our interviews with guests like Paul with Constant Streaming. My upcoming guests for the rest of the week are all eclectic, energizing, and exciting. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. Remember, this is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become more successful and healthier. If you've enjoyed the show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success and health. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. If you think it, then you can do it. That's my mantra. I want all of you to think about it and then go out there and do it. So for now, dear listeners, I want you all to stop whining and start smiling, and then start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. But, of course, you have to do it in moderation, as Paul suggested. Again, thank you to my wonderful guests who called in from New Zealand, Paul Hulich. His book, Stress Pandemic, is a must-read if you are dealing with stress or someone you love is dealing with stress. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.